All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello to you all. Welcome back. Well, yeah, I welcome you back. You welcome me back. That's how we do this. Thank you so much. And on Mondays, typically, we start the show normally. And then I pause. We have a rip-roaring meeting for the radio station. And then I get back after it. Today, definitely some dilly-dallying by your old pal EZ. With letting the dogs out, chit-chatting with my neighbor, and eating a hearty lunch. That brings me to right now. The radio station, they asked EZ for the big Asable River canoe race. Are you going to be up for the whole week? And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That is quite a time to be up there for that thing. That is the third week in July. So during that time, that is my week off from podcasting. Not much of a vacation these days. After the wedding, spent a ton of money on the wedding. And no fraud bus. So, yeah, but we'll be going up north. I heard over the weekend from a representative of Thor Motor Coach. That would be Kelly Schlabach. She had left me a message on my phone earlier in the week. And she was discussing fraud bust things with me. And she told me that Thor Motor Coach would be replacing the blind spot detection computer that has that caused me to return it right after the day after Memorial Day. It's been that long. And it's been in the shop, and it's rumored to be done sometime this week. So she was informing me that, hey, EZ, we are paying for the repair. The warranty had already expired. So I was concerned about having to pay for that. Not really. I have my own warranty, but that would require some type of, like, deductible. I did not respond. I felt there was no need to. In fact, I'll even play that message.
Hi, Eric. This is Kelly over at Thor Motor Coach. Just giving you a call. I had a conversation with General RV and Tony, and sounded like your coach was back, having a couple small warranty items fixed on it. And I just wanted to give you an update and let you know that the PA they submitted over to us has been approved, and the part has been ordered. Hopefully it'll be shipping out here soon. It was a Thunder part. But if you have any questions, you're most definitely welcome to give us a call back, and we can kind of go over things with you and try to answer your questions. Hope you have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, now I was under the impression that with that voicemail, that did not require a call back. I'll bet you that was a Tony. She mentioned Tony from, what do you call it, General RV. That was the douchebag who I told you about when I said, hey, I'm giving up. And he didn't even respond to my email. And then when I busted his balls about it, he got all fucking butt hurt about it. Fuck that guy. He must have, I'm guessing she is kind of like trying to muddy up the water so that I'll ease up on his fucking narrow ass. I don't know. But anyway, this crazy bitch, she then follows that up with, which did not require a goddamn callback. What do you want me to say? Oh, hey, thanks. You don't want me to call back, you dumb whore. She writes, Eric, I called last week and left a message for you. I haven't heard back. I did talk to the dealership to try to figure out how I can help to speed up repairs for you. What, do you got a magic wand? I wanted to check with you to see how things are moving along and how I can help. Have a great day. Thanks, Kelly Schlaubach. I wrote this about four times. And I was like, everyone was nastier than the previous one. I was like, all right, I gotta dial this back. So this is what I settled on. Things have moved very slowly. I did get your message. Sorry if I didn't call you, but there's nothing to say. I appreciate the coach being repaired despite being out of warranty. But honestly, that's the very least you should do. I'm simply waiting for the coach to be completed so that I can immediately sell it and never, ever purchase one of your products again. And that was it. She got off easy. I mean, what the fuck? The only thing you could do to make this better would be if you gave me every penny that I fucking gave you and take this pile of shit off of my fucking hands. Now, the only thing that's keeping me bummed out about it still being in the shop, every day it's in the shop is another day longer that I own it. And every day longer that I own it is another day closer to me to having to make a monthly payment. It's another day less on the insurance policy that they would give me a refund for. You know, you pay the whole thing in advance. Let's do some easy math. $1,600 to insure that thing for a year divided by 365. So every day that it's in the shop, I lose another $4.38. The quicker I get that fucking thing back from the shop, the quicker I take it to consignment guy and cancel the goddamn policy. I got half of mine to roll the dice and cancel it anyway, but knowing my fucking luck, I'll put that goddamn pile of shit in the ditch after the wheels fall off, and then I'm fucked. I wanted to write, listen, you crazy bitch, don't fucking reach out to me again. But I was a little bit tempted to, but I didn't do it because what if she decided to rescind them paying for the part out of warranty, which I guess they technically can based on the contract. This thing is a goddamn gift that keeps on giving. Linda is here. All we need to know is that the Karen Reed jury has been deliberating for about 5 hours and 40 minutes. She's on pins and needles. Linda is going to run out in the street if she's not guilty. Like the Tigers won the World Series. Anyone ever tell you that you might get a little bit too wrapped up in things like this? You might want to actually, keep it more at a normal plane as opposed to the psychotic level that it's at concerning all these things. Holy shit. Linda says that might seem a little weird in East Lansing. Hell, in East Lansing, they have parades when they molest kids at the school. Or if a kid gets shot. Stevie says, we all have special interests, EZ. Linda's is murder. Yours is picking up sticks. By the way, Stevie, I want to kind of reflect on Rob's appearance during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Rob was so stoned that for a second there, I think a lot of us thought that, well, I know I thought there was a home invasion because I've never really seen Rob, his face, ever. And he was like, he was so wasted. The idea was thrown out that perhaps Stevie was on the job and she does home care. What the fuck? I mean, that guy was, he's probably still stoned from the amount of whatever it is that he ingested from that day. Holy shit. God damn. I'm curious as to what he's like sober. Because he was kind of like all laughy and giddy. I don't know. I just pictured you like when the podcast was done. Like being able to like roughhouse him a little bit. And put him in some type of like, I don't know, wrestling move. And order him to like chow while you're sitting on his face. I don't know. It just seemed weird to me how dominant you were when you were like putting your hand over his mouth. Saying, shh, shh. Holy fuck. And he's like. This is my, you know, you've got impressions on this show. And it's I don't think it's ever happened where somebody could make one 41-second appearance during a live stream, and we've already established an impression. Hey, Rob. Wowzers. That was something. Alan says, how often do you beat him? I don't think she beats him. Stevie says, I just wanted to prove that he exists and isn't only in my mind. Oh, no, I knew he was there. I mean, I've seen his profile before, but I had never heard him speak. And you could like broadcast his life in real time, and I would watch that. Incredible, incredible moment. As we speak, the story has kind of spread. It was talked about yesterday, and it's official now. Well, I don't think it was official. I think it always was this way. And he's just kind of making a big deal about it now, and it's Trump. Trump has announced a special expansion of ICE apprehensions and deportations in cities run by Democrats. Some are suggesting this is retaliation for what's gone on in Los Angeles over his immigration policies. The president called on ICE to do all in their power to help reach the administration's mass deportation goals. He singles out the communities of Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York for ramping up enforcement efforts. Honestly, I think that's all you need to do is take care of those towns. You start with those three towns. Like, I don't want him to do this, but if someone said to me, EZ, what would be the best way to get rid of the largest amount of undocumented citizens? What would be the quickest way? I would go, well, you want to go to the cities that have the most undocumented citizens. That's a starting point. So I don't know why everybody's so shocked that he's going to these three cities, which are enormous communities run by Democrats. I mean, he's not going to go to Sparta, Michigan, or Cedar Springs, or anywhere on the wrong side of a hard living line, because those are all Republicans and Trump voters and Trump-led communities, or people who are sympathetic to Trump. The aide, Stephen Miller, who is the White House aide, it's been known by Stephen Miller. He announced that they have a goal of a minimum of 3,000 arrests per day. I haven't seen one ICE agent in and around where I live. That's silly to think that I would, though. I mean, all I really do is go to Meijer and maybe across town to go to a soccer game, which, by the way, tomorrow, 7 p.m., the Michigan Rangers are in action again. And you can watch it online or you can be there in action, be there to see the action. And that's what you want to do. They're taking on the Milwaukee Butt Plugs in NPSL action, which is just a couple steps above the Premier League at Davenport University's Farmers Insurance Athletic Complex. You can still get standing room only tickets for the Michigan Rangers. I don't know how I got onto that. Trump has announced this. First of all, our nation's ICE officers have shown incredible strength, determination, and courage as they facilitate a very important mission. The largest mass deportation operation of illegal aliens in history. Every day, the brave men and women of ICE are subjected to violence, harassment, and even threats from the radical Democrat politicians. But nothing will stop us from executing our mission and fulfilling our mandate to the American people. ICE officers are herewith ordered by notice of this truth to do all in their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering the single largest mass deportation program in history, said Trump, as if they weren't doing everything in their power before. Hey, guys, before we get out there, I want you to use everything in your power to get me some Mexicans. So let's start at the school. Let's get as many Mexican kids. It doesn't even matter if they were born here. I want to see some brown faces. God damn it. Trump called on federal agents to expand efforts to detain and deport undocumented immigrants in the country's most populous cities. Trump said, where millions upon millions of illegal aliens reside. Then he always goes to the extreme because he then says these and other such cities and the core of the Democratic power center, where they use illegal aliens to expand their voter base, cheat in elections, and grow the welfare state, robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hardworking American citizens, the president charged. These radical left Democrats are sick of mind. They hate our country and actually want to destroy our inner cities. And they're doing a good job of it. All right, now hang on a second here. They use illegal aliens to expand their voter base. That's entirely possible. And cheat in elections. Also entirely possible. I think. I don't necessarily believe much of that, but I guess it's possible. They want them to grow the welfare state. Now, I don't believe that. Why would your goal to be to have more people on welfare? Also robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hardworking American citizens. You know, Trump just talked about it the other day. He's going to scale back the deportations in farming communities and the hospitality industry, because those two sectors of employment said, yeah, do you mind not taking away my staff of 24 hardworking Mexicans? Do you think maybe you could just leave this one alone? Stand by. I don't know. I kind of want Trump to go ahead and deport everybody who is an undocumented citizen, just to see how the American workforce would be depleted and the chaos that would ensue when our farmers have no money because they actually have to pay people an appropriate amount of money. What you don't understand is that where you or I, if we were to work under the sun, picking fruit or vegetables, how much is that worth to you? I mean, if you were for 8 hours a day, bent over in the sun, working your ass off. Now, that is hard, hard work. I think that if I were to do it, I think the starting wage would be $150 an hour. And I think that's a fair wage. All right? The farmers normally pay the Mexicans about $10 an hour. So what are those assholes going to do? Well, the price of the crops is going to go up dramatically. So guess who's going to pay for that? You and I. Wouldn't it be better to just leave it the first way, the way it was? How about you go out of your way to deport the people that are shitty? It might require a little bit more elbow grease. But why don't you just, get rid of the people who murder and traffic and sell drugs and shit like that and are in gangs. But the guy who actually is tending the field, for fuck's sake, leave him alone, you stupid fuck. Man Bun Chris says, I just sent you a Rogan clip that is going around after all of the dramatics in Los Angeles with ICE. Well, I'm usually interested in what he has to say. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know.
I see a lot of people online talking about this immigrant issue, and they either don't have kids or they don't think it could happen to their kids. Their idea is, hey, shouldn't have fucking come over here. You get those kind of people. Broke the law. Shouldn't have fucking come over here if your kid. You didn't want to get your kid separated. If you were in the presence of a woman who came over here from Guatemala, and she's poor, and she's starving, and they're taking her baby away, and she's wailing and screaming from a primal place in her DNA, that the one thing she loves more than anything is being taken away. A baby!
Yeah.
If that doesn't freak you the fuck out, you're not a part of the team, man. You're right. Missing it. You're missing it. What are we here for? We're here for 100 years of whatever. That's what we're here for. If you want to spend 100 years saying, hey, she shouldn't have fucking broke the law, I don't want you on the team. You're an asshole, right? And I don't give a fuck if you're right or left. I don't care if you're religious, or I don't care if you're an atheist. If that's what you support, you're an asshole. And we don't want you on our team. I don't give a fuck if they broke the law. You don't take parents and kids and separate them. You just fucking don't. It's disgusting. If you're saying, well, they shouldn't have broke the law. Maybe they shouldn't have broke the law. You don't get to do something that's 1,000 times worse than crossing a line in the dirt. That fucking imaginary line in the dirt, crossing that is nothing in comparison to your crime of stealing a baby from its mother. That's fucking insane.
And you know he's right. He's right. Cole says that clip is years old. That's from his L.A. studio, and it has nothing to do with the King's protest. Cole also adds, right, keep the families together, get rid of them all. So that suggestion is scoop up the family, and then they're like holding hands. And then you send them all to El Salvador, to the concentration camp. Okay, that's not the worst idea. Chris says to Cole, yes, that is true. That is an old clip. I added a note on X about it being older. Okay. Well, okay, I think if I had to choose between a baby being taken care of, because that may be an old clip, but it still also might apply if the same thing is happening, you know? I don't think, I'm not really sure if the context matters. Because that actually is happening where like to be a mom, and she's nursing a baby on her breast. And then next thing you know, there's an ice guy with a fucking lasso on a horse. He lassos the baby around the arm, yanks it from the mother, and then, you know, grabs it and says, fuck you, you're never going to see this again. Punts the baby into like a bin. Baby's freaking out. And then next thing you know, everybody's having a fucking heart attack. Man Bun Chris is like Baxter on Anchorman. Exactly. That's happening all over the place. Babies are being punted as they're being ripped away from their mothers. Badger says, asshole of the day is the Guatemalan with puntable babies. Chris says, those babies will grow up in that prison and turn into supervillains like Bane. Chris says, I just thought it was interesting. This is why Chris was telling us about that. Because Rogan has done a 180 recently. Oh, yeah? I haven't been paying attention. His opinion is like, now just get them all out of here? Boy, I don't know. No, just politics in general. Yeah, I think Rogan is a changing, he's like a chameleon. And that's okay, honestly. If somebody changes their stance on something, because I remember he endorsed Bernie Sanders, and then he endorsed Trump. And I don't know if he's any more red or any more blue. It's not really for sure. I always thought Rogan had kind of like a libertarian vibe. Isn't that what somebody on here said at one point? Maybe that's what I'm ripping off. Badger says, I think everyone is surprised that Trump is doing everything he promised. Can't fault him for that. No, he's fucking killing it when it comes to doing ridiculous sicko shit. Nick talking about the how to get tickets for the Michigan Rangers, which is Tuesday. They're taking on the Wisconsin Knob Gobblers. He says, hey, man, I wanted to go to a Rangers game like four times. Then I got lost in that wormhole of a website that they have and gave up. Well, now, wait a minute here. I think I said on the last show that I did, last free podcast I did, I said, all right, hey, if you want to get free ticket, not free tickets, if you want tickets to go see the Michigan Rangers, click on the link in the show notes and away you go. I'm trying to find where it is right now. Let's see. What show was it? Was it Thursday? Yeah. Look at Dick. Michigan Rangers tickets here. Click it. Watch what happens, asshole. Look at that, you stupid cock. See these two words? Get tickets, dick. Click it. Buy. Fuck off. How simple is that? I said on this show, which you were in and listening to, hey, if you want to get free tickets, click the link in the show notes. I'm a fucking asshole. Jesus. How hard is it? It's simple.
Looking to buy your dream home? Or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
All right. Starman says, what is this Pinball Land sponsor? Yeah, I'll tell you about Pinball Land. First of all, we have our first ever pinball orgy coming up on Friday. And we're going to start off at 8 p.m. at the Corner Bar in Rockford. We're going to eat like assholes. And then we're going to walk down the street to Pinball Land in Rockford. That is a retro gaming parlor. A room full of the best pinball machines you've ever seen, including Rush and Funhouse. A whole room full of fighting, racing, and dancing games. A room full of stand-up arcade games. Some of those arcade games have like 1,000 games on them. There are literally thousands of games you can play. You can play there for like 5 days straight, and you still wouldn't play all the games at Pinball Land. So this Friday, 8 p.m., we all meet, corner bar, walk down the street to Pinball Land after for the first ever pinball orgy and show power couple wedding. Jeremy says, power couple wedding. I don't think you're going to get married that quickly. I think there's a little bit more of a learning curve. Pinball Land is great because you go there, you pay $10, and you play as much as you want for a whole hour. Let's see. About... yeah, I think that's the price. Or you can pay for like a day pass or two hours is cheaper than 1 hour. Like if you were to combine. So there you go. Pinball-land.com. 1 hour, $9. Unlimited play. 2 hours, $15 per player. All day, $20 per player. Here's a look at the wall of pinball machines. Starman says, I just might have to make the 2.5 hour drive. Are you kidding me? That would be amazing. You should. Get a room you can like crash, because we're going to be done late, probably like 11 or 12. All right. Badger says maybe the new power couple needs to stick to the dance games after the weigh-in. Yeah, the power couple and myself struggled as I gained a pound. 6.2 pounds gained between the three of us. Amanda's not here, but I can only assume she gained 80 because she said she was going to be really consuming vast amounts of food, drink, and dick. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's 30 gallons of jizz in her stomach alone. Murder lover Linda says, ew, hey, don't yuck someone's love. No, I fucked that up. Don't yuck someone's yum. That's what you're doing there. You're yucking her yum. And I won't stand for that around here. All right. God, I'm fucking lost. What am I doing? Thank you very much to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and fill out the form. It's going to ask you where you heard about Frank from. You heard about him from me. He'll help you with getting your health care policy on the marketplace. So if you are in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you are self-employed, reach out to Frank, buyinsurancehere.com. Also, shout out going to King's Room Barbershop. That's where I get my haircut, kingsroom.net. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Kingsroom.net, a haircut will set you back $21. I know they had a price increase. Such is life. That's the way it goes. Still a great place to get your haircut. Kingsroom.net for guys and chicks who like short hair. Kuiper Tree Care. When it comes to tree pruning, tree removal, stump grinding, storm cleanup, and tree risk assessment, think Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. You can call, you can text. There was that plane crash of that 787 in India. They don't know exactly why it happened, but there is now video that exists. And this, I think, is the craziest damn thing that I've seen in a long time. You see that's the burning wreckage in the background there, and then all that burning fuel smoke, and then you see a person with a red circle around them as they're walking down the street. That guy who's circled is the only survivor. He walked away from that. That is straight up Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. In that pic, he's on his phone. He's talking on the phone as he walks away from the fire. How? What the hell happened? Because it burst into flames, yet somehow there's not a scratch. Well, there is a scratch on him. He's got like a puffy eye. You can see in this picture right here, his eye. He might have like a burn on his face, but that dude's fucking fine. That's Unbreakable. Right here in this picture right here, I saw a video of this exact moment, which is just a pic here. I read this doc's lips, and he said, "You are of the devil. How the fuck do you explain this?" And he answered, "I don't fucking know, man." Come on. So here you go. This is the video synopsis of what went on during that unbelievable bit of footage in India. Okay, that lady is saying, "Here comes this devil motherfucker," it's translated, "who's walking away from this horrible crash. Kill him." Walking around like, "Hey, what the fuck's going on? Hey, how's it going, guys? Let's play some pinball." Hey. Wow. Here comes the plane. I'm fully expecting, thinking that we'll see the guy jump off the wing at the last second with a parachute. Let me show you the TV. It looks like it's landing. Okay, and then the fireball. Okay, now how the fuck did that guy survive? I don't get it. Everything, the charred remains. We're going to hear the guy speak. He's speaking through, he's speaking in his native language. What do I say, Hindi? And I'll translate. I cannot believe myself how I was able to get out from there alive, because for a while I thought I was going to die. And when I opened my eyes, I felt alive, so I tried to remove the seatbelt and I was able to get away from there. I think he said the N-word. In front of my eyes, the air hostess and other auntie-uncles had all died. What's an auntie-uncle? Within a minute of takeoff, for 5 to 10 seconds, it felt as if it got stuck.
Suddenly, 5-10 seconds, kaise laga jaise stuck ho gaya wo. Baad mein se mereko laga ki kuch hua.
And then green and white lights turned on, and later for takeoff they accelerated and it hit at speed where
plane mein light on ho gayi, green aur white. Baad mein wo pata nahi wo plane takeoff zyada karne ke liye wo rest
the said the N-word again.
Kitne kya rest diya hoga aisa kuch aur seedha speed mein ghus gaya jahan wo kya tha wo.
You ever notice how it the they'll be speaking in a foreign tongue for a great amount of time, and then like 10 words pop up, and you think, that can't, all that can't mean that.
Hostel, tha ek hospital ka?
Hostel mein. Aur sab samne mein, samne
it all happened in front of me. Wow. Fucking A. Chris says, quote, that flight was a lot shorter than I was expecting. Maybe Elon Musk should just buy Boeing and fire everyone. God damn. Nick says, no tandoori for me. I'm out. I don't know what that means. I've never seen that word before. No tandoori. And then there's all sorts of talk about eating a pineapple. I don't know what that means. What are you guys talking about? Eating pineapples. Oh, I think I know what that is. That's a reference to like jizz flavor. If you eat pineapple, people had always said that it like makes your jizz taste like grapes or something like that. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Nick says, certain languages sound like words, other just sound like noise. Well, there's no denying the fact that this guy is, what a fucking story, that guy just walked away and was on the cell phone, already calling Gun Lake Casino, trying to get some action on the weekend's Tiger games. How the fuck? I mentioned to you about Greg Allman's, the late Greg Allman's son he had with Cher, Elijah Blue. This motherfucker has been taking drugs since he was 11. His words. I got a picture here of Greg, of Elijah Blue Allman, who, Greg Allman, who's been dead for years, actually looks better today than Elijah Blue Allman looks right now. This is the latest picture of Elijah Blue. You'll notice how sweaty and beat up he looks. Wearing tattered clothes. He's got a dart, and his ring finger on his right hand has this enormous saber-tooth-length claw nail that appears to be painted. His fingers are burnt between on the inside of them, probably from holding whatever the fuck he uses to get high. This dude is a mess. And I guess Elijah Blue had a fucking bender over the weekend. And by the way, he's worth millions of dollars. His mother is one of the biggest female artists in the history of music, and his dad's Greg Allman, for God's sake. Linda writes, is he wearing a bra or is that a tear in his shirt? Who knows? I think it's a tear in the shirt. Just looks like a bra. He's all fucked up. Goddamn, he's 48. He looks like he's 68. Okay, here's what went down. He overdosed, rushed to the hospital in Joshua Tree on Saturday. Still in the hospital, receiving the best care possible. TMZ added that Blue is lucky to have survived. Or Elijah, I shouldn't say Blue, I should say Allman. It's unclear what drugs Elijah was using. 79-year-old Cher said she's focused on her son's well-being. This is Elijah Blue and Cher in 03. He's fucked up there. Here he is in 2001. He's fucked up there. Here he is when he's, I don't know, looks like he's in his early 20s. I don't know who the hag is behind him, but he's fucked up there too. This is him when he's four or six in 1980. He's fucked up there. Here he is in 2024. He doesn't look fucked up, but he's fucked up. Here he is with his soon-to-be ex-wife. He's fucked up. Here he is with his mom. Fucked up. Here he is doing some photo shoot. Fucked up. This guy, it says that he's been doing drugs since 11. 11? That might even have Nick beat. Goddamn. In 2014, Elijah Blue Allman said he started using drugs at 11. I was just looking to escape all the things in my past. Your past? What? A decade? Okay, if you're 11, and then you say later in life that you're just trying to escape all the things in your past. Like what? Not getting an Evel Knievel dirt bike for Christmas? And that's when you turn to those kind of drugs. You know, heroin and opiates. So at 11, he was doing heroin. Quote, heroin kind of saved me. If I didn't have that at that point, I don't know what I would have done. Elijah Blue said, you may jump off a bridge if you can only just go through that time period and live through it and then get help. He also recalled having some close calls and some moments of really feeling at the edge of mortality. So it's a fucking miracle that this guy is 49 years old. He wrote the book on how to be a junkie. And I think it's impressive about how it didn't happen that he went into conservatorship, because I think conservatorship is when you're such a disaster that somebody can apply for it, and then, you know, you're not in control of your money. And Britney Spears was in a conservatorship. There was someone else we talked about recently being in a conservatorship. I forget who it was. In December, Cher tried to get this idiot into a conservatorship, claiming he could not substantially manage his own financial resources because of severe mental health and substance abuse issues. Yeah, I cannot believe they didn't do that. They ended up denying it. Any funds distributed to my son will immediately be spent on drugs, leaving Elijah with no assets to provide for himself and putting Elijah's life at risk. Cher also claimed that Elijah Blue's estranged wife, Marie Angela King, was a bad influence on her son and actively worked against her efforts to get him help. King, for her part, accused Cher of hiring four men to kidnap Elijah to send him to a rehab facility. Yeah, you hear about that from time to time. They just snatch you off the street and force you to go. It never works. The conservatorship case was dismissed in September 24. The chick, Mary Angela King, filed for divorce from Blue in April. God damn. Well, anyway, what a fucking catastrophe. Young Adam Schwab says Brian Wilson. Jeremy says the past at age 11, guarantee he was a bedwetter. Chris writes, third grade was rough, man. Maureen, catching strays. With Linda saying, he looks older than Maureen. Oh, my God. You can't say that shit. Jeremy says his boobs are bigger than his mom's. Tandoori is the equivalent to a 900-degree pizza oven. Okay, that's a joke from... That's the airplane crash, right? That's what you're saying? It's a pretty deep pull. Poor Maureen says, I just got here and I get hit. Exactly, and by your sister. And then, dumb fuck, Linda says, that was a compliment to her. What are you talking about? Yeah, keep digging deeper. God, this trial has really made you into a monster. Shit, what an animal you are. All right, we're going to get to the asshole of the day. Let's see. In act number one of the show, what did we focus on? I already posted it, but I couldn't tell you. We talked about the cheese being back. That's great news. COVID wrecks Easy's plan to see Meathead. The shish kebab was a big hit. Big Fraud Wednesday on the horizon. We previewed Who Are These Free Beers. We updated Fatathon. The wacko that murdered the Minnesota politicians. Madison's plan to join the hippie losers for the No Kings rally. All things that we talked about in the first hour of the show. Trump ratcheting things up in Democratic-run cities to take more babies from moms. Air India plane crash. Nick's bad joke. Old Rogan footage. Elijah Blue. That's all I got. Thank you to Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Jeremy out the door wants you to come see him. You can drop by there. Bree runs the front desk. She's awesome. Bree might be there. Tim / baby Huey might be there. Jeremy's usually out in the field. But if you want a pool installed, whether it be a vinyl or a fiberglass line pool, they can help you. Reach out. If you're looking for more of a budgetary in-ground pool, they can help you. Something a little bit more elaborate, let them design one for you. Get all of your pool supplies at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Their bright blue awning out in front as they are along Chicago Drive in Jennison, Michigan. You can call 616-457-0500. They will pick up the phone. There's an actual person picking up the phone. That's Bree. Brick and mortar store, all of your pool supplies right there for you. Go see my friends at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. If you want to get any supplies for your pool or you need any service on your filter, I'm going to have them install the heater into the setup here, and you can do that too. By the way, thank you to Dumpaholics. They provided us with a dumpster here at the house, and you can call upon them when you need one. Dump, D-U-M-P, A-holics, H-A-U-L-I-C-S, Dumpaholics, C-O.com, 616-375-9962. That's 616-375-9962. Guatemalan punt babies as the asshole of the day. I don't think you can make a baby an asshole of the day. Jeremy says all Fatathon members. So you, me, and Rebecca, huh? No, this marker is dead. I like Linda's suggestion. Minnesota Wacko is the asshole of the day. Congratulations to that asshole. That's the guy that looks like me. Amanda says, Jeremy says, Amanda is also on Fatathon. Yeah, but she's on probation right now. She'll be back with us next week, hopefully. Otherwise, I'm definitely going to be wondering. All right, that's going to do it for me and you. Thank you. As always, for joining me on the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll talk to you on Patreon a little bit later on. Till then, bye-bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.